Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
Everybody,
hey, we're back.
We are.
This is our experiment on the live format. We're gonna see if we like this. We hope to put these out about every 2 weeks. How you feel about that, Susie?
I like it.
You know what's cool is that people can call in. We'll be taking calls later in the show. 713-955-0575. Just want to call in your phone. I'm sure there's some button to connect if you're listening live.
The live thing is weird. There's no telling what people are going to hear.
Or what we're going to say, or, you know, who's going to burst into the room.
Yeah.
It's awesome. the suspense is killing me. I can't wait. The truth. That's the name of the episode. The truth. You know, what really cemented this episode for me, because, you know, I've tried to do episode 70 like 3 times already.
Right.
And it never happened. So I figured we had to do this shit live because it wasn't going. It just wasn't happening. The first one. Well, one of the ones I tried to do was the election results. So, you know, the aftermath.
Right.
I still have those talks I had with people, and I'm going to use those, but I'm going to wait till later. You know, maybe like a 6 month or year look back. This is what we thought then. Let's compare it to how we are now.
That's a good idea.
Because it was really angry.
Yeah.
But our granddaughter's here visiting.
Yes.
And my mom just turned 70. So I thought, what the hell? You know, people don't follow the show for background. I don't get along with my mom that well. But what we did, I figured, what the heck? You know, it's her great-granddaughter. It's her 70th birthday. I'm going to take her over for a little visit. So I did.
Because you're so sweet like that.
Yeah, and mom started going off about how Trump was going to clean things up. And, oh, my God. And wait, she was telling me about Texas and the military getting ready, was trying to invade Texas and all that stuff was going on.
Wow.
Yeah, Jade fucking Helm, that bullshit. That's what my mother was buying into, right?
She's always been one to buy into stories.
I know, but it seems like millions of Americans are ones to buy into stories now.
Yeah.
The truth fucking matters. It just does. There are real people at the other end of it, and they get hurt. And that's some of the stuff we're going to talk about in the show. And it kind of inspired me because it was so close to home. And I'm like, Mom, you know, there's absolutely no truth to the Jade Helm thing, right? And she's like, oh, no, I heard. And I'm like, seriously, underground bases, the U.S. military is going to invade Texas? Seriously? Freaking Watergate. Literally the biggest political scandal we've had. You know, President of the United States orders people to break into the opposing party's headquarters and steal shit, you know, to actually commit a crime. And that's the biggest one we've had so far. And you know how many people were in on that?
Two.
Six. There were six people involved that were in the know, and they couldn't keep that shit a secret. Right. Like, they can have hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops involved in this stuff and nobody's going to say anything. That would be the hugest story on any of the news.
I didn't hear about it. So what is why Texas?
Obama went off on it, too, that people were – because
– why are we invading Texas?
Okay, here's the problem with it. It's not the problem that there's conspiracy theories out there. They've always been out there.
Right. That's
but
every day.
People are taking them seriously now. Like Texas senators and the governor saying, okay, we're going to assign National Guardsmen to watch these federal troops. We're going to look into that. They're giving them credence by acknowledging that they might actually be true. And I think we some of us, you know, who actually value the truth, have to take some responsibility for this stuff. Because there's a lot of times in polite company in my normal life where I'll just roll my eyes.
Right, and you don't say anything.
Yeah, and we need to.
Absolutely, all the time.
We need to go, you know that's absolutely false, right? That's a fairy tale.
Right. No matter what the consequences are, you need to make sure people know what the truth is and that they're buying into some absolute bullshit.
Let's talk about some truth here. And forgive me, folks, but this is new tech for me. So, but this is one for Susie. It's an old favorite. Maybe.
Large pause.
The Crypt Keeper, Pat Robertson. Yeah, he had something to say on from Right Wing Watch. See, that's the shit I usually edit out.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Right Wing.
He's never been able to say
I sound like that
Right Wing
Watchfully Webbit. Anyway, here's Pat. I just kind of relates to our topic, but only a little.
Truth.
Margaret says 2 years ago, a born-again single lady I know bought a 60-year-old house. Earlier this year, she was woken up by her bed shaking. It happened again then after asking neighbors if something bad happened in the house. She learned there had been two separate suicides in the garage and maybe a third in the house. A few other things have happened in the house, like cabinet doors being open that had been shut and waking up to an unintelligible electronic voice. What do you suggest she do?
Sell. One word, sell and get out. You know, there are demon spirits. They are real. And I do think that in this case, that house is possessed. You could get a group of people in there to do an exorcism and get rid of them. But I think in your case...
Okay.
The house is possessed.
The house is possessed. Now, first of all, isn't she going to have to lie to the next fucking people?
I'm not sure she has to disclose anything.
About demon possession?
Right.
Because it isn't a thing.
Right.
Right? I don't know. I wish I had somebody in real estate that we could call.
That you could call that could say, oh, no, she's going to have to tell them about the demon spirits and the opening cabinets. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I guess this does relate kind of to truth because there is none.
And did you notice the music, the happy music he had at the
end
of
that? I don't understand why he does that.
He's talking about the fucking Exorcist house, right? The Amityville Horror house. There's blood coming from the walls, beds are shaking and shit. And he's got this happy music at the end of it.
It was funny, though, because I read a little of this article, and the bottom of it said in 2014, Robertson similarly urged a haunted house owner to sell, but at a discount.
Oh, we'll see. At least he was trying to be somewhat honest. Well, no, now we're in Trump's America. We don't have to be honest anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, we have a call. I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Hey, 912, okay. You're on the bar room. Hello.
We're on with the bar room.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
You are.
Hello.
Hello.
We're on with the bar room.
Live, baby.
Hello. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Bobby.
We're live and in charge.
So, Bobby, if your house is demon-possessed, is it appropriate? What do you think? Is it appropriate to tell people when you sell it?
That the house is demon-possessed?
Yeah.
Am I on medication for thinking that my house is demon-possessed?
Well, we're discussing a Pat Robertson clip, so Pat believes the house is possessed.
Oh, well, that explains it.
So if you honestly thought that the house was...
I would say no.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think I should say that it's demon-possessed. What if the other people that are buying the house don't believe in demons?
That's true.
But I think it's okay if you tell them that someone has died in it.
I actually think you have to.
Yeah, I think that may be required.
About you have to tell them if there's been a death in the house.
But we don't know that, so anybody out there could read a fucking fact check us.
Right. Right.
Right. But I don't think it's required to tell them that it's demon possessed. Well, tell you what, hold on. I don't ask this person sitting next to me. Say hi. How are y'all doing this evening?
Oh, my goodness.
It's Jerry DeWitt.
It's Jerry DeWitt on the barroom.
Jerry, you're next.
How are y'all doing?
Possession, right? You know about that demon possession.
I am, actually, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How can you tell if a house is possessed by demons as opposed to like jinn or some other fantastical creature? How would you tell the difference between demon possession and other types of possession?
Well, I think what it would come down to is a technicality in the buy-sell agreement. In every buy-sell agreement, there's a clause that says buyer beware. And if it's written, if buyer beware is written in something that looks like script you would use during Halloween season, then that's probably an indication that there's a demonic possession.
Oh, see, we should look for that.
We should look for that.
Although I haven't seen any evidence of demons here, luckily. But I'm never buying a hat from I'm never buying a house from Pat Robertson, that's for sure.
Right.
No, absolutely not. It sounds like he'll ditch it in a minute, won't he?
And maybe not even tell you. I mean, if he's not going to tell me about the demons, he's going to tell me about the termites, because I believe in termites. Them little buggers are real.
That's right. Or he might not tell you about selling stock prices or some type of network that's no longer getting the ratings it once got. There's no telling what reasons he's hiding.
That's true. We really appreciate you guys calling in.
Well, it's great to be here. So how do you feel about being live?
It's weird.
It's a little scary. I keep wondering when the shoe's going to drop, you know, and something's going to go wrong.
Something's going to go wrong.
Some child is going to scream, and I'm going to have to yell at them and how my parents' skills are.
That's like
demon. Well, we love being live.
Yeah? Well,
yeah,
you're very good at
being
live.
Well, thank you. I've been live for about 47 years, so I've got a lot of practice.
Yeah, I ain't quite made 47 yet.
I'm always the oldest guy in the room.
I'm almost there. I can see it.
Yeah, but that if you ask the waitresses when we take Bobby out, he's the oldest guy in the
room.
That's
true. Bobby's the one to get senior discounts.
Yep.
That's true.
He gets a handicap discount, too.
Oh. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, they're busting on Stumpy, huh?
Stumpy.
Don't
bust
Stumpy.
On Stumpy.
Well, we're excited about y'all being live, and we're excited to be with y'all for, even if it's just for a few minutes tonight. We love y'all dearly, and we appreciate everything that y'all have done thus far, and we're looking forward to everything that you're going to contribute in the future.
Appreciate you guys calling in.
Thanks. Take care, you guys.
Much love.
That's the most preacher sounding shit I ever heard in my life.
But it was beautiful. He ended it beautifully. He's just preachery. I wonder why.
Leave it to screw it up.
Yeah, leave it to Stumpy over here to fuck it up.
It's all right, Stumpy. We won't hold it against you.
That could be like
no. Listen, guys. But listen, good luck with your live show. I think you're going to see that you're going to enjoy being live far more than pre-recorded. The great thing about being live is when you hit stop the broadcast, you're done.
Done, yep. All right,
yeah.
Thank you, Bobby.
And you are welcome. Remember, we love you. Have a great show.
Take care. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, that was nice.
Just in case you didn't know, that was Bobby and Ashley from No Religion Required and Mr. Jerry DeWitt
who does
Hope After Faith. So
yeah.
Bobby's like whoring because he's doing two different shows.
Yeah,
so.
Bobby goes both ways.
Bobby goes both ways.
He does. He goes.
Stumpy goes both ways.
He does. And we love him for it. We do.
But that was good. We had a good first call in.
All right. And the next guy we got up that we're going to talk about. A little bit longer clip here, but I'm just going to let it play all the way through because starting and stopping looks a little tough on this machine.
Yeah.
Jim Baker, and we don't have an intro for him yet. But
yeah, well, that's because he hasn't been anybody.
But he has been
80s.
On a lot recently, and you know what he's doing now, right? He's selling food buckets.
He's a nut.
Buckets of food.
An absolute fucking nutter.
That's what we're dealing with.
He's a nutter.
The problem is, though, it has become apparent since the election. People are listening to these nutters. I think we made the mistake of saying no one can take these people seriously. We were wrong.
Because people are taking them seriously.
Because people are taking them seriously. So here's Jim Baker on the riots that have been happening since the election.
Yes.
Riots.
And how he's going to save us.
Why would you not want to have food in your house?
Absolutely. Right. I was having this conversation.
I'm telling you, people, if you're not prepared, we are in the last days.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you want to be safe and there's rioting in your street, what are you going to do? Is your mom going to walk down through those where they're burning and killing and all?
No, not at all. And if you love somebody, you're going to make sure that they have food in their home. You're going to make sure they have the necessities. I was having this conversation just yesterday with somebody that lives back in the Bay Area and their family. And they were saying, no matter what, right now it is not safe to go outside. It's not safe to drive down the street. And if you're not joining them, then you're against them. And so right now it's getting to the point where they're even afraid to go out and buy food for themselves and their family. So that is, it shows me the importance. Luckily, that family does have food in their home, but outside of them, who has that? But we want to make sure that you know right now that we have it available because we love you, because we don't want to see you suffer. We don't want to see your family suffer. I know for sure I don't want to see my family suffer. And that's why we believe in making sure you get prepared ahead of time before these riots come to a neighborhood near you.
We're having a civil war. This is what God spoke to me before. A civil war between good and evil.
We are.
And these people, I don't know how they can get by with what they're doing. I want you that haven't started storing food. I want you. Mm-hmm. Go to our website.
Yes.
Wow, I couldn't take any more of that.
So, okay, first I have to bitch about something not truthy because this pisses me off so bad.
Shut her up.
If this guy has food in abundance that he can fucking sell to crazy people so they can store it in their garages, why doesn't he give it?
Why are there still hungry people? Yeah.
Right. Why doesn't he give it to the hungry and just not even worry about it? Because isn't that what God would want him
to
do?
And what the hell, you got to stock up food for the end times?
Right. It's supposed to be the end.
You don't need to eat after the end.
Right. And the end times come every
time. It's like buying popcorn after you left the movie theater. What the fuck is that guy doing? And God told him there's going to be a civil war because of all the riot. Look.
The anti-Trump riots.
People who call these things riots, you know, it's like you keep using that word, but I don't think you know what it means. There were riots in L.A. in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. They sent in the National Guard. Then they sent in the active duty military to quell the fucking riot. That's a riot. When a bunch of people get together to protest or to do anything, some of them get out of hand and some of them get arrested and some do shit they shouldn't do. That happened. In fact, here in Philadelphia, in Veterans Stadium, in our previous stadium, they had a magistrate's office. Because at the game, some people were going to get arrested, and they needed to be arraigned right there on site.
That's too funny.
Well, that's Philly sports. But I mean, when you get that many people together, you know, the more people you have, obviously you're going to get more fringes. You're going to get people who misbehave.
But when
you have thousands of people, I mean, it's not like city streets are burning down. You know, some windows got broken, and those people rightly got arrested.
Right.
You know, those people engaging in that type of behavior rightly get arrested, and they should. But this does not constitute a riot. Law and order has not – a riot is when law and order has broken down. You know, when the police are – they're not a factor anymore. Or the other side. It's like out-and-out combat.
Yeah. I don't – he's just an idiot. Why would he even do this?
But you heard that lady who wouldn't shut up about the suffering families?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times she got to say that in one clip? And I didn't play the whole clip because I couldn't stand it anymore.
Sasha Volz, that's her name.
Is that her name, Sasha Volz? All right, well, Sasha.
Sasha, you're done.
Because you heard it from somebody. I heard from – see, that's how this bullshit fake crap happens. Well, I heard it from somebody. Who'd you hear it from? Where do they live? How can I go verify that? Well, I heard it from my cousin. Friend.
She knew people who lived in the Bay Area.
Yeah. A person. She knows a person somewhere in the Bay Area. Oh.
Who said that that
they were afraid to go outside.
The anti-Trump protests in Oakland were bad.
And maybe they were, but it's not like they're still going on. You know, I mean, I don't know.
They're probably still going on.
It's alarmist bullshit.
It is. Okay. And but Jim Baker's going to feed everybody.
Right. And he's selling buckets of food. But really, I watched, if you watch the video that I took it from, it's on Right Wing Watch, they have ads flashing up. They sell food by the bucket.
$650 for a bucket.
For two buckets. That's 2 buckets.
For a year.
This feeds one person for a year out of 2 buckets. That's, first of all, some big what is it, like gruel?
I guess.
I almost want to buy some just to see what that crap is like.
It's poi.
Maybe.
You remember that
stuff? Is it purple?
It might be.
That's fucking disgusting. Poi is disgusting. If we have listeners in Hawaii, I love you, but poi fucking sucks. You can keep that shit over there. I mean, I loved every other food that I touched in Hawaii. It was all delicious until they handed me this poi stuff, and I was like, ooh!
It's pretty bad, but if it would come in a bucket and it would feed you for a lifetime.
And those who don't know, poi is like a purple sludge.
Really? That's all it is?
That you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through you. I don't think it does any nutritional value because it just goes through you as this purple sludge.
I don't even know what it's made of.
Purple sludge is coming out the other side. I mean, it's disgusting. It's really bad.
That would be research worthy. What the hell is poi made of?
Right. Well, I didn't like poi.
I didn't either.
So I hope it's not poi. It's probably dehydrated poi, which would be worse.
Yeah. Just add water.
No. Can I just snort it? I don't want it rehydrated. All right. The next guy who I want to talk about is a guy who the president-elect has called a great guy, an amazing guy, and he claims the president-elect called him after he got elected, thanked him for all his help, and I know the man's been on his show. Alex Jones of InfoWars. This guy is not Pat Robertson bad. He's not even Jim Baker bad, who's trying to cash in on fear-mongering. This guy's just... Listen to this clip of what he had to say about Hillary Clinton.
All the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped. I have zero fear standing up against her. Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell,
I just can't hold back the truth anymore. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine because they don't like peaceful people.
You hear that nutfuckery?
That's – nutfuckery is a good word.
I mean it's crazy, but people believe him. People take him seriously. President Trump called him. Now, I want you to remember him accusing Hillary Clinton of that pedophilia scandal, because that's going to become important. We're going to address that in a few minutes in the show. But I want you guys to remember that. First of all, she personally has butchered and raped children.
Butchered and raped children, yeah.
What the? And you're like, oh, well, only a nutter would believe that. First of all, that's a problem. Nutters do believe that. Second of all, If nobody distinguishes truth from false anymore.
But hold on. Action against people for saying stuff like that.
It's really tough.
I mean, I know there's free speech and all, but isn't there like libel and like that
libel,
kind of stuff?
Libel, and I don't know. We could call Andrew Torres from Opening Arguments podcast. But my understanding is libel doesn't apply much to a public figure. You can almost say anything you want about a public figure under the First Amendment.
As long as it's not the president.
Even the president. You can. That's been the way it's always been. And we'll get more to that. So, no, I don't think Hillary Clinton could necessarily sue him for libel. Maybe she could, but if she did, she'd look petty. Because she's the presidential candidate, and he's just a guy with a show on the internet. Trust me, it would look bad for her to do it. And that's the way people have always thought of it. until Donald Trump. But here's another one. I want you to listen to what he had to say on the Sandy Hook shooting. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're coming up on the fourth anniversary of that shooting. There were 20 children and six adults that were killed. This is Alex Jones on the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah, it kind of becomes a red herring, you know, to say the whole thing was staged, because they have staged events before, but then you learn the school had been closed and reopened, and you got video of the kids going in circles in and out of the building, and they don't call the rescue choppers for 2 hours, and then they tear the building down and seal it, and they get caught using blue screens, and a email by Bloomberg comes out in a lawsuit where he's telling his people, get ready in the next 24 hours to capitalize on a shooting. So Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are that they clearly used actors.
They clearly used actors. He just said the Sandy Hook shooting was faked.
Did he have Sandy Hook parents calling him to say, an asshole?
Interestingly enough, one of the daughter of the principal for the school.
Right. I remember.
Wrote an op-ed in USA Today to Donald Trump that, hey, you need to disavow this guy because he's saying that Sandy Hook didn't happen. And oh, by the way, I looked around my Thanksgiving table and my mother's not there.
Right.
You know, she still gets to be dead, even though Alex Jones is telling people it's fake. The problem is, you know what? There's a lot of people that believe Alex Jones when he says Sandy Hook was fake.
I don't understand how people could be that dumb.
Very recently, 12-7, Lucy Richards, 57, of Tampa, Florida, was indicted on 4 counts of transmitting threats, according to a statement from the United States Attorney, Southern District of Florida. The Sandy Hook shooting is approaching its fourth anniversary. On December 14, 2012, 20 children and 6 school staffers were fatally shot at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, by Adam Lanza, 20. Lanza later fatally shot himself. According to authorities, Richards made a series of death threats against the parent of a child who was killed in the shooting. The parent now lives in South Florida and was identified in a statement as Len Ponser. While it may seem unfathomable to some that Richards believed the shooting was a hoax, she is far from alone. A small movement of Sandy Hook truthers promote conspiracy theories that allege the shooting was staged. And where do you think they get this crap from?
Alex Jones.
That's the problem. Parent of a murdered child is getting death threats for faking their child's death because they're part of the vast liberal fucking conspiracy.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And here, I get people who believe this. I want to say, you know, they're dumb. They're not dumb. You don't call the victims of a con dumb. They're victims, too. They're being taken for a ride by these charlatans. And we got to speak out, people. If you hear bullshit, I don't care if it's this egregious bullshit.
Even if it's little bullshit?
The problem is, in polite company, we wink, wink, nod, nod at the other bullshit.
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago, I was waiting on your surgery. I was at Jefferson Hospital. I was in the waiting room. And there was a guy not too far from me, to his family. They were all waiting in the waiting room, too. And he was saying how Obama's issued more executive orders than the 6 presidents previously. That flat out wasn't true. That's flat out a false statement. And I looked it up on my phone to verify it. Mm-hmm. In fact, at that point, he had issued less than either of the previous two had at that point in their terms. So he was just lying.
Yeah.
And I said nothing. And I think we have to be rude now. I think we have to call that out and say, you know, that's fake.
Yeah.
That's false info. Because we let the little things go, and now we have Alex Jones denying that Sandy Hook happened. Now, you remember we were talking a little bit about the pedophilia thing that he was
Hillary Clinton's a pedophile. Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Right. I want to draw everybody's attention. I don't have audio on this, so I'm going to have to read to you again. I apologize for that.
Do you want me to read it?
Do you have that article up? Mike Flynn from Business Insider.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get up Mike Flynn from Business Insider.
Yeah. I just want to tweet read.
Sorry, you could read it. Wait. DC Pizzeria. Is it about the pizzeria?
Yeah, we're going to get to the pizzeria in a second. General Flynn tweets out November 2nd during the campaign. You decide. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, must read. And then he links to True Pundit, which is spreading that conspiracy theory that we were just talking about with the pizzeria. Basically, folks, they allege that this Comet Pizzeria, who was owned by a gay man, is a cover for this liberal pedophilia sex trafficking ring that Hillary Clinton is running. Now, see, when it's a fringe conspiracy theory, it's bad. General Flynn tweeted it while he was working for the Trump campaign 7 days before the election. And, oh, by the way, folks, that's your national security advisor. There's only two choices here. Either Flynn knew it was false or he thought it might be true. Or he thought it was true or he knew it was not true. It's only the only two possibilities there. Right? If giving him the most benefit of the doubt, he thought it might be true, he's fucking incompetent to give advice to the president.
Right.
If he thought it was false and was just playing politics with it, this is the guy we want advising the president on national security issues, someone who is perfectly willing to lie and lie egregiously and put out false information when it serves his own ends. That's the guy we weren't giving information to the president of the United States. Yet he's your national security advisor. Be afraid. Be worried about that.
Yeah, because things like your next article
happened. And I'm not kidding. I'm not doing any exaggeration here. He put that out, pedophilia scandal with Hillary Clinton. Why is that a problem?
Because people believe him.
Because people believe him, and he's a step away from. And last Sunday, a North Carolina man walked into Comet Pizza in D.C. carrying an assault rifle and fired one or more shots, said D.C. police. This is from Washington Post. Man told police he had come to the restaurant to self-investigate a false election-related conspiracy theory involving Hillary Clinton that spread online during her presidential campaign. He came to check to see if there were actually dungeons underneath the pizzeria.
Where she held children.
Yeah. And there have been a lot more worse, terrible things have happened to these people that work at this pizzeria and the owner. They've gotten hate mail, tons of calls. They've had people stalking the restaurant, taking photos while people are in there trying to eat. Even the bands that have played there have gotten hate mail.
That's crazy.
You know, this is just the big thing. Now a guy walked in there with a gun and fired it. No one was killed this time.
Right.
This time. But this false news thing is escalating, and we got to call it out whenever we hear it. We need to be rude now because people are picking up guns.
Yep.
Okay? We need to be rude. Next bit of false information I want to cover. And this will probably be close to the end here. Trump and another guy named Jones. Donald Trump saves jobs at Carrier. Donald Trump gives a speech, says he said 1,100 jobs. Apparently, Mr. Chuck Jones, who is the president of Steelworkers Union. Let me get the number right here. 1999, United Steelworkers, 1999. Is the union for that company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, 350 positions were always going to stay.
Right.
A bunch of them are already going to Mexico. So Donald Trump didn't save 1,100 jobs. He saved about 850.
Right.
1,100 jobs are staying. You get me? But 850 is what he really saved. And that's good that he saved. But the problem is the president-elect stood up and gave a speech that 1,100 jobs. Mr. Jones' problem was that the people in his union were listening.
Right.
Okay, so that's 350 families. And this is going to happen, like, folks, early in the year. These jobs are going.
Right. So
350 families are going to spend what they spend on Christmas. Because, hey, our jobs are safe now.
Right.
Trump saved them.
But they're really not.
But they're really not. They're really going to get that pink slip.
Trump tweeted about him, right?
And that's the thing. He dared to say, the president-elect said this, and it was false.
Right.
And he needs to be honest about it. And Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States,
who shouldn't have a Twitter,
tweets out, Chuck Jones, who is president of United Steelworkers 1999, has done a terrible job representing workers. No wonder companies flee the country. If United Steelworkers 1999 was any good, they would have kept those jobs in Indiana. Spend more time working, less time talking, reduce dues. If you're the president-elect of the United States, you don't get to attack citizens just because they spoke out against you. And that's really all this is about.
But he does. Nobody is reining him in. Nobody is trying to...
Well, Mr. Trump, I'm speaking out against you. You need to stop fucking lying against jobs. And you need to stop attacking people like Chuck Jones. Because he's a private citizen. I mean, he's just he's a local guy who runs a union. I hate to tell you, but president of a union, that's not a full-time job.
Right.
That's like his extra thing he does. And he doesn't make a lot of money for it. He's not getting rich from it.
Right.
He's just trying to do the right thing by people.
Right.
And there's no way that chief executive of the United States or the future chief executive of the United States should be attacking him. Is that what we've come to? We're going to attack our own citizens?
Because they say
something. Because they dare to speak out?
Yeah, because they say something against something that you said. It's very scary.
Donald Trump better be careful.
It's a slippery slope, you know?
He better be careful. Because he's private citizen Donald Trump right now. Officially, that's who he is.
Uh-huh.
President-elect is some honorary thing, which really doesn't mean a lot. January 20th at noon, he becomes POTUS. Now, a citizen, you see, the First Amendment is one of the things we always argue about.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, my First Amendment rights are being violated. My First Amendment, you know, protects you from government action.
Right.
As soon as he takes that oath, if he tweets and uses Bill Robbins in there, that's government action to suppress my free speech.
And he's in trouble.
Yeah. I think he might be. I think we might be willing to take that one to court.
Yeah.
And just say, because you don't get to do that. You don't get to try to intimidate people into silence when you're the government.
Doing.
I mean, how many people have said crap about Obama and Obama said nothing? Maybe he'll make a joke later at a thing, but he doesn't call people out by their names.
Right.
Not rank and file people.
And there's been millions of people that have said things, millions and billions.
About, yeah. And
I like to exaggerate numbers.
And George W. Bush.
It happens in the media all the time.
George W. Bush. Let's give him some credit, too. Cindy Sheehan ripped him up one side and down the other constantly.
Right.
But she was a Gold Star mother, so he would say nothing.
Right.
And yep. He never did. He never said anything
but
back
to
her.
Gold Stars aren't taboo for Trump, though.
I know.
On those.
I know. And if they're not taboo, who do you think the average person is? Okay, let's wrap up this segment with the top 11 election stories, according to Business Insider, those during the election that were out.
Are any of them any good?
No, I'm just going to read them because they're funny. You ready?
Ready.
Number 11. Sarah Palin bans Muslims from entering Bristol Palin.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. I did not write this. Facebook engagements, 90,300. Wow. But they were entirely made up.
Right.
Okay. $350,000 deposited to the Con Law account from the Clinton campaign. Never happened. How many Facebook engagements were there? Over a quarter million. Number 9, Donald Trump. RuPaul claims Donald Trump touched him inappropriately in the 90s. 300,000. Never happened. Mike Pence. Michelle Obama is the most vulgar first lady we've ever had. Fake story. 350,000. So, see, these aren't all right wing. We especially need to call liberals out when they fucking do it. If you hear a liberal person spreading a fake story, you have to say, no, that didn't happen. The person didn't do that. Yes, they're a scum sucker in seven other areas. Mike Pence, I got a lot of problems with Mike Pence, but he didn't say that. And then you make me have to defend fucking Mike Pence, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I'd have to. We should be. We should be against that story because it's wrong.
Right.
Number seven, Trump won the popular vote.
Yeah, we know that's bull.
Number six, Hillary, 2013. I would like to see people like Donald Trump run for office. They're honest and can't be bought.
I actually looked that one up when I saw it.
A half million shares.
I had to fact check that one, and I was like, oh.
No,
right,
she never said that.
Not at all.
Number five, Hillary Clinton sold weapons to ISIS, and it was confirmed by WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Didn't happen. What's the next one? Oh, Ireland is accepting refugees from Trump's America. No, they're not.
Well, you know, if you're going to run from Trump's America, Ireland would be a nice place to go.
Pope Francis shocks the world and endorses Donald Trump for president at number three. He didn't.
No.
Pope actually isn't really happy with some of what Donald Trump was saying, so... Obama cuts $2.6 billion from veterans while allocating $4.5 billion to Syrian migrants moving to America.
Again, not true.
A total lie. Nope, didn't happen. Number one, Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in schools nationwide.
Which I hope nobody looked at because that's just crazy.
This is a recycled hoax. It's not even...
And apparently 2.2 million people have looked at it.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up our truth segment. I hope we've made our case here with this. And these are all pretty recent news stories, folks. The gunman and the Sandy Hook threats were just this past week. It's getting bad with that.
The moral of the segment is if you see something or hear something, say something.
Right.
Keep quiet.
Go don't, barroom on their ass. You have my permission. Get your firebrand out.
Don't because, let the shit continue.
Because we do this show about atheism. And you know why I talk about Christianity a lot? It's not fucking true. Because there's not the evidence behind it. Because when I fact check it, I can't find any evidence.
Yeah.
So bite me.
Don't bite Bill.
No, don't bite Bill. Don't bite Bill. All right, so we're going to take a little break, but I have for you our Bible segment, our reviews of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah with Jeremiah.
With the prophet Jeremiah, chapters 5 and 6. So it'll be about 15 minutes. Enjoy this segment. I really liked editing it together. And when we come back, we're going to do a little counter-apologetic on a little blog post that was written about me.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Sorry, kids. I don't believe in fairy tales.
That was chapter 5. More prophesying about all the bad stuff that's going to happen to Israel. Of course, as we learned in chapter 1, this is all written after the bad stuff had happened to Israel. So he's basically going back and saying, this is the stuff I said before this bad stuff happened.
I swear I said it.
He didn't have time to do it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said it, I swear, you know. That's what he's going for.
You know, it starts in the first verse. We get a little reminiscent of Sodom and Gomorrah, actually. Go find one honest person, and I'll spare the city. So it's like almost like a little literary thing there to Sodom and Gomorrah. So then he goes to talk to the leaders, because everybody's all fucked up. Verse 5, so I will go talk to leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the ways of the Lord, the requirements of their God.
Because they're rich and not poor, apparently.
Yeah. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Is that what the requirements of God is? Slavery? You have to be yoked and bonded? Like chained? That's pretty fucked up shit.
And I but the Bible doesn't support slavery.
Not
as
at
we
all.
Know, so.
Yeah, well, of course not. Except where it does. And then it's okay. Because it's justifiable.
Yep.
No, they're just metaphors.
And I saw Susie smile at the end of verse 6 when it talked about many backslidings.
I was thinking about backsliding.
Yeah, I think backslidings is code
for
butt sex.
Now
going to
be code for butt sex.
I mean, don't we all think about backslidings in one sense or another?
Yes. See?
No.
Yes.
Uh-huh. No? Okay.
And
I'm not alone. I swear, I'm totally straight.
No.
I'm not getting defensive.
No, there's nothing wrong about the little backsliding now and again. You know, just for variety's sake, it's all right. We're very accepting in the bar room. You know,
yeah.
As long as you're
not
doing it actually on the bar while I'm having a beer.
Yeah, because then you spill the beer.
You spill my beer. Yeah, that would be bad.
I might need to watch that, but that's beside the point.
And verse 7, well, the second half of verse 7 kind of freaked me out. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. Obviously, you're not supplying
all
the
needs,
fucking
right?
needs then, are you? They need a little backsliding.
Need a little more.
Some of the nookie.
That's right.
So 10 and 11, he's back to his stupid woman metaphor about Judah and Israel.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. We were on a break, and I was thinking, you know, it's really an overarching theme in here, and it's kind of sick, but basically they're saying, you're so, to the people, you're so lowly to God, you're so lowly, it's like you're women.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So it's like, how are they treating women?
And do you know how many women support what the Bible says?
Several.
Well, they shouldn't, and they should shut up, because I shouldn't care what they say according to what the Bible says.
If they would read the damn thing, it would be a little different.
And then in verse 14, somehow he's going to give them Mexican food. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood it consumes. So, like, he's going to have, like, dragon breath, I guess.
Wait, people are consuming wood in their mouth?
Apparently. And it burns.
Maybe they should get that checked out.
And he's bringing this nation against them who are, like, really awesome, mighty warriors. And their quivers are like an open grave.
Yeah,
what
I didn't
the fuck
understand
does that, mean?
That at all.
And they're going to eat everything. So basically they're being invaded by Pac-Man. And it's going to eat everything there. Except not everything, because
they wouldn't do
I won't
that,
destroy
yeah.
you completely
right, he
in
won't
verse
ravage
18.
Everything.
So Pac-Man's going to miss a few dots, get hit by the ghost. But most of the dots are going to be gone, and everybody's going to be sad because the dots are gone. And again, now they're serving foreigners in a foreign land, which is already happening at the time this was written. So, wow, what a prophecy.
Wow.
Verse 22, he sciences really bad.
Yeah, well, I liked verse 22 because he's like, should you not fear me? Should you not tremble in my presence? And I'm like, motherfucker, your religion's all about fear, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. I was talking to Ishmael about that on his show. And, you know, there was some fucking right-wing dude saying, Trump, you shouldn't vote for Trump because he riles people up based on fear. And I'm like, motherfucker, look at your own damn book.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hatred, and hatred leads to suffering. The path to the dark sides are these. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Yoda.
But after that, then they science really bad, don't they? I mean, you're a sciencey guy there, Jeremiah. I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross.
Yeah, that's really funny because the sea makes its own sand.
I was thinking,
has this motherfucker never heard of a tsunami?
That's what I was thinking. Tsunami, anybody?
That too.
Or a
yeah.
hurricane, just a tidal surge. Yeah, it crosses the sand. Ask the people in Jersey. In fact, it brings the fucking sand with it and buries their houses.
Yep.
Yeah, this is sciencing very badly.
I don't know. They're in the desert. They don't know how water works, probably.
Oh, yeah, that much sand, I suppose. There's a desert between you and the water. Maybe you're okay. Like you're from Arizona. So that sand is probably a barrier the sea can't cross.
From Jersey.
Yeah, until California falls into it, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but that was a cool Warren Zevon song.
It was also a cool Tool song, but that's
really?
Beside the point.
Yep.
Like the different
they do
generations
there,
that were...
There are many songs about California sliding into the ocean. I don't know why that is. Could it be because California sucks?
Yes.
Please send me your hate mail to sbirry@yahoo.com. All right, so like cages full of birds, I'm at verse 27, their houses are full of deceit. What? Again, analogizing wrong.
Well, you know how deceitful those birds tend to be, Bill.
Yeah, because they're not... How can a bird be deceitful?
Well, they keep lying to you all the time. They keep saying, you know what, if I'll hold the football here, and I swear you'll be able to kick it this time. That's what the birds are like to me.
What is it when it's less than an analogy? Because it's like less than an analogy. It's like, because I understand it. Okay, I don't want to make you guys freak out, or I understand it.
It's a simile.
Yeah. Cages full of birds, it means like they're just talking about being really full. And then houses full of deceit, they're just talking about being really full.
Oh,
I understand
full.
That one.
Okay.
See?
The cages are full and the houses are full.
Right.
Like, so your house has as much deceit as a cage has birds.
Exactly.
I only have one bird in a cage in my house.
Okay, well, then your house
doesn't
have
that
much
deceit. I only have one deceit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, because some cages might have more birds and some cages might have less birds.
Yes.
I don't even have any birds in my cage. I just have my sex slave, but, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Is that a little cage?
Well, he gets them from south of the border, which is why he's against Trump, because he doesn't want the wall built.
The wall, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's
it's
not
really hard to haul your sex slaves over a wall.
Yeah.
And then this horrible, shocking thing happens in the land.
A horrible, shocking thing happened.
Verse 30.
Verse 30.
As opposed to what? As opposed to like the last four chapters we've done?
You know what? It's really funny, too. In 31, he says, the prophet's prophecy lies. And I was like, wait a second. Didn't you go back and...
Isn't he the prophet?
Yeah. Isn't it you that's doing it, dude?
Yeah, I'm lying.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. Sorry.
I don't know. Let's go to chapter 6.
Six.
Okay, chapter 6 really sucked.
These are hard, man.
I know, these are longer than...
I don't know, I really enjoyed this because chapter 6 starts out with a bukkake scene. It says, shepherds with their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her, each tending his own portion. So...
Actually, that particular verse, verse 3 there, made me think of Monty Python and, like, the French knights where they're, like, launching livestock. So I was thinking they're, like, going to be putting sheep in catapults and launching them at Jerusalem.
Wait, I have to know something. What's a bukkake scene?
You got to Google that, honey.
You got to look on Urban Dictionary.
You got to do that.
Okay. All right, I will just...
You know, because our show has standards.
All right.
Why is that the funny thing? And then God tells them to cut down trees and build siege ramps. Now, if you're a god, not this guy, any god worthy of the title, what the fuck do you need siege ramps for? Just knock the walls down. Didn't he do it with a trumpet once? Like he blew them down. He's like the big bad fucking wolf already.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. And then in verse 7, here's violence and destruction resound in her, meaning Jerusalem. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. So the solution to violence and destruction in a city is to bring violence and destroy the city.
Destruction to the city, yeah. That's apparently the best way to do it.
What a weird guy. And then I guess there's some stomach problems here because he's
full of
the wrath
and he can't hold it in.
He can't hold it in. I'm picturing a guy trying to find a bathroom like really quick. But instead, he decides to pour it out on the children in the street.
I know. How sweet is that? Let's just
that's,
get the
that's
children
illegal in the
street.
United States, right?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I checked with a Catholic bishop, and he wasn't really sure if that was a crime.
Well, I'm sure he probably just got really defensive and said, no, we're talking to me today.
Yeah. So all that and more crap and sadness about the attack here. And then I think in verse 16, we actually get a nod to women.
Really?
One of those rare glimpses in the Bible. This is, here, I'll read verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk on it. You will find rest for your souls. Obviously, he's not talking to men because we don't ask for directions. Ever.
You're right. That must be a nod to women.
That has to be for women.
Of course, you wouldn't say anything directly.
Yeah, no, of course not. Of course
no.
not. Well, they have to ask other women because they can't be talking to men. They might show like a lower lip or something or an eyelash. And he's bringing disaster on all the peoples. Verse 19, because
yeah.
they rejected his law.
Yeah, he sets up an obstacle course apparently. In
yeah,
21. He says, "I will put obstacles before this people. Parents and children alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish." That's a hell of an obstacle
These,
course.
It's you know what it is? It's Pitfall Harry's obstacle course.
That's funny.
Like you gotta, and if you don't get that reference, fuck you. You're too young.
That's
but
me. Yeah,
you got to swing over the alligators, and you can only land on their eyes, or they'll
and
eat
stay
you.
Stay out of the tar pits.
And the tar pits are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that.
Yeah.
Look, okay, Google Pitfall Harry, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
See, I'm not the only one that has to Google.
That's right.
Or you could Google Pitfall Harry Bukkake, and I'm sure you'll find something.
I'll bet you. That is probably someone's fetish. Susie, handle the second half of verse 20 for me.
It says, your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. I hate burnt offerings.
And there we go. We can't miss that.
Sorry I skipped over that.
No, it's
That's
okay.
All right.
We jump around a lot.
Wait, 26, they're talking about sackcloth again. What is their obsession with sackcloth? I don't
and ashes.
Understand.
Kevin Swanson shows up again.
He's out there railing for his son who's
and
getting married.
And rolling in ashes.
And...
You don't cut smiles on open sores. That's all I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, because how would you do that? Don't you ever do that. Ever.
I think there's a nod to gay culture in the next paragraphs, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in verse 27, I have made you a tester of metals and my people the ore that you may observe and test their ways. And then they talk about some men, and they're saying they are all hardened rebels. And later they say they are bronze and iron. So you get a bunch of hardened bronze guys together.
Yeah.
Pretty fun to me.
Woo-hoo. It sounds like a gay old time.
Yeah.
And not in a Flintstones kind of way.
And they reject the silver kind of
thing. Yeah, why is that? Oh, so it's gay but still racist.
It's gay and
racist. Okay, got it.
Medalist.
I'm done with chapter 6. It's so fucking bad.
That was your Bible segment. Hope you'd enjoyed it.
I liked having Jeremiah on for the
it
Bible.
It was good. It was good. He was,
He's
he was
a funny
great
guy.
Add-on. Hey, see, we have a call.
There's a call?
Yeah. Folks, the Bible segment's pre-recorded, so if you call in during the Bible segment, we might not actually be here. But anyway, we do have a call, so let's answer it. Then we'll go on to counter-apologetics, eh?
We shall.
Area code 716. You're in the barroom.
Hi, I'd like to order a large 6 topping with everything. Hi, guys. It's Shujin. How are you?
What's up, Shujin?
How's it going?
I'm doing okay. It's good to hear you guys for a change, you know.
Thanks. Yeah, well, it's good to be back. I missed it.
Can't imagine why.
This format might work better for us because we just kind of like to wing it. So it's kind of good. How are things going with you, man?
Otherwise, not too bad. It's finally gotten some snow again, although it's very little. Normally this time of year we should have, you know, a foot plus and
we've got a couple of inches really where we are. We're going to be heading up to Toronto to hang out for the day with some of the furry culture folks, which is going to be all kinds of fun. And I still have to put out my announcement for my show for this weekend, and I've kind of been procrastinating because too much shit's happened over this past week. It's where I'm thinking to myself, God, I don't even, if I put something out officially, I don't even know if it's going to be able to stick because of everything else going on.
Yep.
But you can do it now. In fact, in case somebody's listening for the first time, Shujin, tell everybody what your show is.
Okay, well, it's The Thinking Atheist. You can find it online at thethinkingatheist.com.
I think that's
You're
somebody
welcome.
Else.
Yeah, yeah. Nice plug.
Yeah,
there.
I might have delusions of grandeur going on right now. But it's holy
not-
crap. Yeah, thanks. It's holy crap, thevlogcast.com, and the show is live to stream on YouTube Sunday morning at 5:05 a.m. Universal Time, which means it's 12:05 East Coast U.S. And,
yes.
You know, like I said, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell to talk about. I mean, we lost, you know, 2017 is going to have to be the year that the Grim Reaper took the week off, you know?
2017 is going to be worse than 2016. We have just, we lost too much. I mean, and we haven't felt the repercussions yet. It's going to hurt.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
It's Rise of the Theocrats. You know, we're the third episode of Star Wars, okay?
Yeah, we are.
Just wiped out the Jedi Temple. All we can do is train and, you know, wait for a new hope.
That's true.
It's bad. I just look at it, who's been nominated to sit in that cabinet. We've got a Secretary of Education who's not in favor of public schools.
The EPA guy doesn't believe in...
He's a climate change denier.
Yeah.
That one's even worse. Hold on a second. Because that one's even worse. This guy that's been nominated for the EPA has been in suit against the EPA up until recently. So, you
wow.
know...
That's crazy.
It's going to be... And I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be a rough couple of decades after what this is going to rot.
Here's the thing. We've got one possible, as much of a long shot as it is, as somebody who's now outside of Buffalo, and some people remember the whole football thing with Buffalo, you know, long shots are kind of our thing. It's you gotta hope. You really, really, at this point, have to hope so hard that the guys in the Electoral College will do the job that they are instructed to do, which is to not put this guy in. Because, yeah. Well, let's face it, if that's really what their job is, and as much as we bark and moan about it, if that's what their job is supposed to be at this point, well, let's see them do their goddamn job. That's what it comes down to.
I think we're in a situation where we got to hope for the best, prepare for the worst, though.
Yep.
We better
yeah,
get
well,
ready for fights, and we're going to lose a lot of the fights coming up. We're going to lose a lot because we're outgunned now. Doesn't mean we shouldn't fight them. It doesn't mean we shouldn't limit their gains wherever we can and prepare for the day when we get to take this country back on the right course. Because that day's coming.
Yeah, I want to drop something past you guys, and I'm not going to take too much of your time because I can well imagine that my phone coverage out here is not really great for you guys. So here's this. I opened up one of my shows recently talking about, you know how people have been saying, you know, just suck it up. It's 4 years, and if he's doing a bad job, you can always vote him out at that point. And we've heard this one. You've heard that one, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went and did a little bit of math and a little bit of history, and I found out, you know what else took 4 years to finish? The Japanese-American internment camps.
Yep.
That was 4 years. That one didn't give monetary reparations from the government after tooth and nail for almost 50 years.
Yep.
So anybody that wants to go ahead and say it's just 4 years, doesn't know freaking history.
No, I totally agree. The American Civil War was 4 years long. And the repercussions and the suffering that endured from that conflict.
Still.
You could argue some of it even reverberates in the 21st century.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's not even something you can argue over. It absolutely
is. We burned half the country down. It was the right thing to do because everybody needs to be free. But,
yeah.
You know, you can't say that just because something's only for it doesn't end that day. The effects of what's done during that period matter. And the problem is, again, we're dealing with people who have their own set of facts.
Make their own truth.
So we've got to challenge that. And we got to start challenging it everywhere. We got to start challenging it when it's awkward to challenge it.
When it's your mother.
Yeah, when it's your mother. Yeah, I did too. I did. Hey, Mom, you know, so awesome. Wait. Well, do you like Fox? I'm like, Fox. What's that? You're crazy on the internet. And, you know, the internet is not news. I'm not news. Look at fact check me.
Yes.
The shit out of me. And call me on it. But, Shujin.
Yep.
Totally appreciate you calling in, man.
Thanks a lot for calling us.
Well,
I've got
I've got a blog. Well, I was going to say, you know, I may not have as big a voice as a lot of the other guys, but I would like to think that I've got enough heart to remind you guys that you kind of matter to me and a lot of other folks.
Thanks.
So it's always good to hear that you're okay, even if it's not necessarily great. At least you're not in bad shape, and that's good enough for me for right now.
We're doing good, buddy, man. It's just work stuff, and I'm not home much, but you know, when I am home, we want to do this. So hopefully we found a way to do it, and we'll try to be up every 2 weeks.
And it was good to talk to you.
I miss you, Doc.
You don't have to miss us anymore.
I'm sorry?
Now you don't have to miss us anymore.
Well, see, here's the problem. The problem is that I have no job currently, so that's a little bit of a good idea, bad idea.
All right, man. We're going to roll forward. Thank you so much for calling, though, man. Your words mean a lot.
No worries. To you and all of the Barroom family, safe travels wherever it takes you this season. Be careful.
Peace, brother. Are you ready? Are you set up for the counter-apologetic?
I am ready, and I am excited.
Are you actually...
Let me do this.
No, we're not ready.
No?
Because you have to know everything or have revelation from somebody does to know anything.
But it's the moment the skeptic, that free-thinking, agnostic, atheist, whatever, begins to challenge the God of the Bible.
Behold, the atheist's nightmare.
Everybody believes in God, but some have decided to suppress that truth.
Hey, Bill, I just want to let you know that there actually is a book out there that actually tells us where matter came from.
Easy, man. I've got you.
You've got me. Who's got you?
Welcome to the Bar Room. I'm Bill here with my co-host, Susie. When he does this, he's equivocating.
What we're talking about in a laboratory, there is no other side of the coin.
Right. You're trying to get to the truth.
Right.
Well, you know, facts fucking matter.
In some states, not in Oklahoma.
What they're doing is they're strawmanning natural selection. So back the fuck off before I shove a Nimbus 2000 up your ass and ride you all the way back to Azkaban.
Now we're ready.
Yay. Okay. I made up a new term this week. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
I said I was so proud because my husband was blog slammed.
I don't know if I'd call it a slam. I think he tried to slam me.
Well, but he did in his little world.
Let's introduce the blog, which we have linked on our Facebook, and you can find it on Barroom Atheist Facebook page. And no problem. He gave my Twitter handle out, so I'm going to give his out during this in case you want to contact him and tell him what you think of his blog, because that's nice.
The blog is called Roby's Right Corner, Fighting to Debunk Liberal Propaganda one myth at a time. The blog post is titled Exhibit A for Twisted Liberal Philosophy.
Yes, yes. And I tweeted, laughing my ass off. Yeah. You know Lucifer's fiction too, right? That's all I said. And, you know, average Hillary Clinton voter? Nah. I'm probably more liberal than the average Hillary Clinton voter. And I'm an atheist because most Hillary Clinton voters aren't atheists. There aren't 60-some million atheists in this country. I wish there were. It would be cool, but it's not true.
I don't understand what he meant by subscribing to the same satanic scruples.
He said party of Lucifer.
Oh.
In the tweet prior, he had called the Democratic Party Party
Democratic
of Lucifer.
Party party
and
of
I
Lucifer.
Said, you know, Lucifer is fiction too, right? Because I had just called Christianity a fiction like three tweets before. So. Yeah, I did. Okay, go read the next segment of the thing.
The Democratic Party took God out of their platform, then put him back in, only in word, not really in action, 2012. Most Americans saw right through it, which is why the Democratic Party lost the Senate in 2014.
Time out. Got to jump in here.
Okie dokie. You jump in wherever
you want.
If
most Americans saw through it in 2012, why did Democrats not lose the Senate until 2014? There was an election happening in 2012 when that platform was being discussed, and I didn't agree with putting the God thing back in it. You know, see, the idea for the Democratic Party was to be more inclusive. Not everybody believes in God. Some people believe in more than one God.
Right.
But we want to welcome everybody because we're Americans, and that's what we do. Not so much with it, but that doesn't make sense. If the majority of Americans saw right through it,
then
they would have lost the Senate that year.
Right, right.
Just saying.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let me continue.
Continue.
The party of Lucifer now has lost the presidency, and people like Bill Robbins will continue to fail to understand that what has occurred has everything to do with God hearing the prayers of those who look to him and his holy word that he's promised in 2 Chronicles 7:14.
All right, I'll read the Bible verse.
You read
for you.
The Bible verse.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. Okay, that's about healing land. That doesn't say anything about elections.
Yeah.
Secondly, if that's true, did Barack Obama have two turns because you Christians suck at praying? I mean, are you just so fucking pathetic at praying you couldn't do it right till now? Because if not, why isn't Mitt Romney president? Why
right.
not John McCain? And Sarah, you know, I'm a doofus, but yay, Jesus.
It's true.
I mean, why the fuck not? Can you not pray right? Do you need to be schooled by this atheist in how to fucking pray?
Apparently they prayed incorrectly.
Apparently you do. Okay, let's go.
It's truly sad that people like Bill Robbins doubt the holiness and majesty of Almighty God and the deity of Jesus.
Yep, I doubt it.
Make no mistake about it. People like him will not accept Christ's wonderful gift any more than Pharaoh accepted the warnings from Moses to let God's people go.
Break it in again. But as many people have pointed out on Facebook, Pharaoh didn't have a choice according to the damn book. Read your damn book. God hardened Pharaoh's heart for the sole purpose of demonstrating his power. Pharaoh wanted to give in, but God actually intervened and violated Pharaoh's free will, which for some reason Christians claim free will is all this important, except for Pharaoh in this instance.
He didn't get it.
Yeah, he don't get free will. So, no, it's nothing like that. No one's fucking with my free will. You just haven't presented enough evidence that your story's true. Go, Susie.
He has no problem with supporting Hillary Clinton and godless criminal baby butchers like her, as he so callously tells us in another tweet. Go, Bill.
Okay. Another tweet that he quotes of mine. Absolutely. The disregard for Christian mythology is something I support. False religions are useless.
You did.
I mean, really, it was just that. And what it's a little out of context here, but not too much. It wasn't that I support Hillary Clinton because it was he said Clinton didn't support Christianity. She disregarded Christianity too much. And I said, I do support that. I do support not having your religion in my government.
That makes
sense. It's not chocolate and fucking peanut butter here. Keep your religion out of my government. Okay, it's not chocolate and peanut butter. You know what it is? It's like shit and peanut butter. Okay, don't put your shit in my peanut butter. Okay, go ahead.
Robbins flippantly referred to followers of Christ as cult members.
Okay, this is like a double tweet.
Because he has a tweet from him.
Yeah, he put the tweet here that I was replying to. So you read the one that he said.
Okay. He said at Shaper079, which is Bill's Twitter handle, the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
Like nobody's fucking heard that one before. And I replied, imagine that, a holy book that claims to be true and disparages anyone who doesn't buy it. Like every holy book, cult and religion. You see, there was a comma there after holy book, cult, and then an and religion. What he accused me of there was referring to the followers of Christ as cult members. I said, like every holy book, cult
and
religion.
Religion, and you put them separately.
Why did he choose cult as the one that, because nothing in my tweet refers to Christian.
Right.
I just said a holy book that's like all other holy books and cults and religions. Why would it be under cult?
Because he knows.
Because he knows that he's part of a fucking cult.
Yes.
No, all Christians are not cult members. Cults have certain characteristics.
Yes.
Some Christians are fucking cult members. And I guess Robbie here, Shane Robbie.
At Shane Roby 1.
At Shane Roby 1. at S-H-A-Y-N-R-O-B-Y 1 is a cult member. Go ahead, Susie. Philip is, finish his startling conclusion here. I'm going to break in, though. I got to tell you.
This godless attitude is exactly why conservative Christians must hold our government officials accountable for standing up for godly principles while victory is fresh. The godless attitude displayed by Bill Robbins is absolutely representative of liberal America. It's time to do God's work.
What the fuck is he talking about here? I think, honestly, in this paragraph, he's, and I want to say it now because I want people to listen to it. He's arguing for theocracy. We need to live by his God's rules. Go.
The first step in accomplishing his work will involve nominating and approving a Supreme Court justice who will seek to repeal the government-sanctioned American Holocaust that has been ongoing since 1973 when the nation's highest court made the butchery of unborn infants acceptable under federal law.
That's not exactly true. What they said was state laws banning abortions in the first trimester were illegal, were unconstitutional, not acceptable under federal law. It's just, you know what? Things aren't acceptable under federal law. My right to free speech is not something that's acceptable under federal law. It's something federal law, state law, and local law aren't allowed to touch. That's what they said. And frankly, that it began then? No, there were abortions happening before 1973. First of all, it was illegal in some states. And in states where it was illegal, it was still fucking happening.
And people were dying more often.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, you know, back room. You know, bad conditions, not good for women. It was happening. So don't fucking lie. We just don't have stats on it because it was underground. So don't fucking lie and say this. And you know, really, you're whining hyperbole, butchery of unborn. First of all, they're not people. They're clumps of cells. 93% of abortions happen in the first trimester when it's not even recognizable as anything but a clump of fucking cells. 93% of it. All right? And most of the ones done after that are for medical reasons.
Right.
Okay, and states can regulate second trimester, and they can heavily regulate third trimester, because that's what Roe v. Wade says. So don't – that's complete bullshit. Secondly, they're not fucking people. If they are fucking people, you don't care about them, because they're illegals.
I love this theory.
They're not fucking citizens, you dumbass. They don't have rights as citizens because they're not fucking citizens. They're illegals.
They weren't born to an American.
They're born
to
anybody.
They're not born yet.
That's right. And they certainly weren't fucking naturalized. You find me a fetus that has taken the oath of citizenship and become fucking naturalized, then I'll recognize its fucking rights. How about that? You don't give a shit about people who aren't citizens. They aren't. By definition, they are not citizens. So I don't give a shit. Finish it, Susie.
The work is just beginning for Christians. It's imperative that we fast and pray faithfully and do more than just give Sunday morning lip service to serving Jesus. It has to be a way of life, not just something to do a couple hours before kickoff during football season.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. Don't eat and talk to your imaginary friend. I don't care. That has no effect on me at all.
And it has no effect on anything, so feel free.
And keep it out of my fucking government.
I just want to say, if all the fucking Christians would do is fast and pray, I wouldn't have a problem with the fucking Christian.
If it worked, that's all they'd do.
Yes, but they don't do that. They get into everything and they...
Because it doesn't fucking work. Because that's what it is. See, Christianity, like most religions, is kind of weak in that it needs government to prop it up. I mean, look where Islam is strong around the world. It's strong where the government props up Islam. Christianity, that's what they want in this country. They want the government to prop up their religion.
So there's a place at the bottom of this blog where you can comment if you want, and I really want to do it, but I wouldn't. Anyhow, the first comment is by the guy that wrote the blog himself.
Yeah, he commented on his own thing.
Oh, and then the second comment is from the guy who wrote the blog himself, because apparently nobody gives a shit about his blog.
It's a huge blog. I mean, it must have a huge following.
And then there's one comment from one person.
And there's one from me.
It's not here, babe.
I'm looking at it.
Wait. Oh, I just have the top comments up.
Well,
there's three here.
Did he delete my comment? Let me try to refresh this page real quick. Hold on. Maybe he deleted my comment.
There's only three. I just refreshed.
I think he deleted it then.
I only see three.
Because I put a link to this show on there. No, it's still there. It's still there. Anyway, all I said was response tomorrow night, and then I put the link to this show.
Anyhow, we haven't heard back from Mr. Wonderful, which means he's a pussy. And
actually, it did.
Really?
I did. He tweeted back to me, "Oh, wow, your three listeners will get a really kick out of that, won't they?" And I said, "You know what? If I can expose your bullshit to three people, my work is fucking done.
My work is done." This is another one of those people that Bill needs to have on the show, like the Chad.
You know what? They're cowards. They ain't gonna call in. You know, but you know what? We're on a call in show now. The number is 713-955-0575.
And you can call in whenever you want and talk to us.
Yeah, call in, say hello. Susie said we wouldn't get any callers. We got two. Tonight.
We got two.
But I really don't. I don't care if we get callers. I love callers. But, you know, we're just going to do our show. And if people want to come call in, join in, that's great. Because that's really what the barroom should be about, is, you know.
Right. So let's give at Shane, S-H-A-Y-N, Roby, R-O-B-Y, 1, all of our love on Twitter if you're like Bill. And
well, I think yeah, you can go to our Facebook page if you want to find all the information on this. I posted a link to this blog, so you can read the whole blog, contacts on there.
And if you go to the blog, it you can get to his Twitter right away.
I don't think we're worried about, you know, people tweeting him, because apparently there's only three of you guys.
Yeah, so
only, you three people
tweet away.
Feel free to tweet at him. I don't think three tweets is outrageous. So anyway, I think we're about done, aren't we?
I think we may be.
We're going to wrap this thing up. We're going to wrap it up like a enchilada.
All right.
I'm hungry. I don't know. Everything's
You're
food.
You're hungry and everything's food.
I love me some Mexican food, too.
I get
and
that.
And you know what? I was listening. I was actually listening in the Bible segment, and I talked about Mexican food in the Bible segment. I was like, oh,
food. Oh, good.
So anyway, we're going to try to do this every 2 weeks.
Yes, we are.
So next one will be December 23rd. We may hit the in-between Fridays. watch your Facebook and watch our Twitter at Barroom Atheist. That will announce it. We may not, though, because my work schedule is such that, honestly, I don't normally get home till like 7 o'clock on Fridays.
But he has every other Friday, too.
But every other Friday, I work compressed schedule. I am home, so I can hopefully keep putting together shows for you. Because we got a lot to talk about, and we got to keep these topics alive. We've
yes,
got to
we do.
Keep talking.
So, if you want to leave us a voicemail, by the way, we have a voicemail line.
That's we do. Go ahead and read it to someone.
It's 484-352-2004. Please call us. Leave wonderful messages. If we find them funny enough, we might even play them on the show. You never know.
But we've been known to do that.
Yes, we have.
Anyway.
Anyway. If you'd like to reach us by Twitter, Bill's, as you've heard, is at Schaefer079. I don't really use my Twitter anymore.
No.
So we're not even going to talk about my Twitter. But if you want show news and stuff, at Barroom Atheist is a place where you can get updates on show news. Because Bill just argues with people on his Twitter.
Oh, speaking of at Barroom Atheist Twitter, it brings up ReasonCon.
Yeah?
In April. We haven't actually signed up yet, but we're going to. We're going to get it done this weekend. Even if you don't follow our at Barroom Atheist normally, but you're going to ReasonCon, follow it for that weekend. Because we'll post our updates when we leave here. I mean, it's something we've done every ReasonCon that's been.
Yes, if you want to know where the drinking is going to be done.
And what we do is Susie and I, usually we leave here Thursday night, stay somewhere, and arrive sometime Friday midday. And what we do is we get in our room, get a little settled, and we just tweet a number.
And then
we don't say what it's for. It's just a number. This is a number. That's our room number.
Mm-hmm.
The door's propped open. We got coolers. Bring your own beer. And you never know who you're going to run into in there.
Last time it was wild.
Oh, Callie was in there. Noah and Heath showed up. And the guys from Cock Dish showed up. Matthew the Apostle showed up. I mean, there was just...
Yeah, and
if I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry, because there were so many people. I know Shane Thrapp was in there. I think Gene stopped by.
There was a lot of people, but
it's a great way to
meet
and greet.
Yeah,
and it's unofficial. It's just us hanging out. There's no rhyme, no reason to it. Bring a couple beers and come have a beer with us and say hello.
Because we will be at ReasonCon.
We're going to be there. Anyway, we got to wrap this up.
All right.
We just love to talk too much.
I was just going through all this stuff.
You know what it is? We're like talk constipated.
You're like talk man.
We're like talk constipated because we haven't talked in so long.
That's got to be what
it's
it
just
is.
It's all coming
anyhow,
out now.
Our emails, if you want to email us, Bill's is bill.robbins819@gmail.com, and mine is sbirry@yahoo.com. That's S-B-I-R-R-Y.
And we're very active on Facebook. Find us.
Yes.
You know, friend us, message us. We do respond to those, too. Actually, you probably get a quicker response for Facebook than anything else.
Yes.
All right. With that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.
You're pissing me off, man. Fuck.
I bang on the door, but you won't let me in.
Down.